In complete dependence, dear friends, upon our Lord to help us. Ask your prayerful attention to Psalm 91 and the first verse. But not forgetting the text that we had before us this morning in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, and verses 26 and 27. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that text we sought to speak from this morning in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 26 and 27. There's none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dear friends, in that word, these two portions complement each other, don't they? There in Deuteronomy, regarding the greatness of God Almighty, there's none like unto the God of Jeshurun. And he, the eternal God, is thy refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Dear friends, that's a constant presence, isn't it? The eternal God is thy refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Oh, God is the same. Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. There we have underneath us the everlasting arms to support us. Here in Psalm 91, shelter from above, under the shadow of the Almighty. If we might say, a complete covering, a complete encircling, or a complete immersion in the love of God. A provision for his people, who he calls a Jeshurun, those that are upright, those that are called to know the truth concerning God and his Christ. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, that lovely term which we sought to speak of briefly, the God of Jeshurun. Jeshurun, the righteous ones, the called ones, as we have it in Isaiah. Those whom the Lord will form for his praise. He is their help. Dear friends, the Lord helps them because they know that in their own selves they are unrighteous. They know that in themselves they are sinners. Sinners before a holy God. And therefore, they tremble at the word of God, at the solemn judgments for the wicked. Oh, dear friends, what we find regarding the wicked, there's no fear of God before their eyes. But Jeshurun, there is the fear of God before their eyes. Because they know that they are sinners. They know they do not deserve the mercy of God. But they do not feel They do not feel to be saints, because that nature of sinfulness is ever within them. It ever makes itself known. Oh, their thoughts day by day, their words, their actions. Dear friends, is it not the same with you? Do you know what it is truly to be a sinner and only deserve to be under the wrath of an eternal God? Dear friends, it's only when we come into such a place as that that we desire the righteousness of God, to submit to his righteousness, to be cleansed from all of our sins. There's a fear, isn't there? Under this sense of our sinfulness, how dreadful it is to be in the broad way. A broad way which, friends, leads to destruction through that wide gate. Oh, how solemn it is, dear friends, to be ignorant. Ignorant of the sins against the holy God, walking joyfully without any fear through all the ways of our earthly life, only looking for that which is pleasing to our flesh, dead in trespasses and in sins. And dear friends, that which is dead can have no feeling at all, can it? Oh, dear friends, I trust there's none of us here this afternoon who are truly dead in trespasses and in sins. Oh, I do pray that there be the teaching, the awakening, the quickening by the power of the Holy Spirit, no matter what our age, youngest to the eldest. Without the knowledge of the God of Yeshua, who gave his only begotten Son to be a sacrifice for our sins. Oh, that without that we are lost and ruined. Oh, the Lord, bring us into the knowledge of it. Because such, dear friends, well, then we shall cry, then we shall plead. We shall fear to continue in that broad way. We shall begin to strive for that straight gate and that narrow way which leads unto life eternal. We shall desire to know what Jesus said, I am the door, and they that enter in shall be saved. And dear friends, that door leads into the fold of which Christ is the good shepherd, watching over his sheep to keep them. They hear his voice, and as he says regarding his sheep, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand. No man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one in their eternal purpose. And that eternal purpose, dear friends, is to call sinners, not to call the righteous, sinners to repentance, to turn about from their sinful ways. Therefore, they have to be known. They have to be taught, what their sinful ways are. They have to know it. And then they cry unto God for mercy. Oh, dear friends, may the Lord work that work of his grace in each of our hearts and confirm it. Because we're so slow to learn, aren't we? And we're so ready to backslide. We're so ready to turn again to our own selves. But those that are of Yeshua, even though they're sinners in the flesh, are the Lord's people in their soul, and they shall never be lost. This psalm speaks of them. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. A secret place. What does that mean? It means, dear friends, we cannot find it out ourselves. That word secret place here means something that is covered, something that is hidden. And it can only be revealed by the one who has formed it, the one who possesses it. It has to be revealed by him. And that secret place is in the love of Christ, isn't it? That secret place is by faith in the shed blood of Jesus to cleanse us from our sins. Oh, what a mercy when that is revealed. Sinners such as you and I. Dear friends, it's like a light shining in a dark place. We see things in a completely different way as we've ever seen them before. Oh, we see sin becoming exceedingly sinful. We know exactly what we are, and it breaks our heart. And dear friends, that broken heart is an acceptable sacrifice. Oh, we look upon him whom we have pierced. That's by the spirit of grace and of supplication that reveals Christ, what he's done for the salvation of our souls. The secret place of the Most High. Dear friends, the knowledge of Christ is a wonderful possession. It's to know our Jesus crucified, to by far excel all things beside. And there we desire to be. There we know it's essential to be found there. Why is that? Because of the power of sin to condemn our souls, and the wrath of God for sin. Oh, dear friends, that's a great power. The wrath of God for sin. You might liken it unto a burning sun. Now, in the scriptures, different items, or shall I say the same items, are used in different contexts to mean different things. Like we might have mountains referred to. And sometimes they're mountains of troubles. At other times, mountains, like the mountains round about Jerusalem. So the Lord is round about his people. The same item in different contexts. And so we have it with the sun. That great light likened unto the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, as we had last Lord's Day morning, the Son of Righteousness arising with healing in his wings. Oh, what a wonderful revelation that is. What delivers us from darkness into the light of the knowledge of the truth. But the Son is also likened to the burning heat which can bring about our death. Especially the Son burning down in a barren place. And there's no escape from it. And so, dear friends, to escape such a sun, such a power, we need something that provides us with a shadow. We've had some heat recently, haven't we? The sun has been very, very strong. How lovely it was to, we were out perhaps in the midday or the afternoon, to find some shelter, some shade, perhaps in a building, the wall of a building, or perhaps in under a tree, or some other object. It was a sweet place to abide in, wasn't it? And so it is here, in the likeness of this first verse of Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, the shadow is formed by something which stands between. It stands between the power of that heat and our own selves. And so it points us to Jesus again, doesn't it? Who stands between the wrath of God, oh, the heat and the power of that wrath, that condemns sinless souls who die in their sins, who die without any desire for the knowledge of the love of Christ within their heart, the wicked in whom there is no fear of God. There's no thoughts of him, no fear of God before their eyes, and his wrath to condemn them to a solemn eternity where there's weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. Oh, dear friends, if we know not this shadow of the Almighty Saviour Jesus Christ, that's where we shall go. There's no other place, there's no other escape. But as guilty sinners, the same as all others upon this earth, oh, to dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. He, Jesus, who bears and has borne the heat of the wrath of the Father for sin. Oh, what a cup he drank up, the cup of the wrath of the Father. What agony he had on Calvary's cross and his sufferings beforehand, bearing the sins of many, pouring out his soul unto death. And dear friends, it's not a partial shadow. It's not something which will only partly cover us. It's a complete shadow. It covers all of our sins. Oh, that shed blood of Christ cleanseth us from all of our sins. Oh, as the Father looks, as we might say, in his wrath upon a sinner. Oh, but a sinner saved by Christ, he sees the travail of his soul. He's satisfied. And those under the shadow of the Almighty are not condemned to eternal damnation. No, they're saved. They're saved from his wrath by Christ, our salvation. A secret place, revealed. Dear friends, have you cried for it to be revealed in you? It's a vital prayer, isn't it? Reveal thyself to me. Show me, Lord, myself. Show me, Lord, thyself. And there to abide. Oh, as he's got down here, he shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. You know, dear friends, a shadow is really represents or shows the form of that which is your shelter. If it's a tree, there's the shadow of a tree, and it's in the form of a tree. If it's a building, the shadow is represents or shows the form of the building. And so this shadow of Christ shows the form of Christ in all his love and his mercy, his compassions, his truth. Dear friends, there's a complete covering. His righteousness. Oh, we look at it, can't we, in the ways of a robe of righteousness. That's a covering. Not in the same sense as it is like a shadow, but when one looks upon one in that robe of righteousness, all the nakedness of their sinfulness is covered. Their own righteousnesses are as filthy rags. But those that are under the righteousness of Christ, those who've submitted themselves to his righteousness, there's Jeshurun. Dear friends, they're all fair. All fair, my love, there's no spot in thee. Oh, what a covering. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dear friends, you'll never want to be outside of it. Your prayers will be that you will be kept. Kept under the shadow of these wings. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler, a buckler being a small shield. His truth. Oh, the truth as it is in Jesus. Who came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Dear friends, under the shadow of these wings, or under the shadow of the Almighty, as we might say, we are not to be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Oh, in this world we shall have tribulations, we shall have fears, we shall have disappointments. Many things will come, as we've said this morning, the trials of our faith. But what a refuge. Underneath are those everlasting arms, the arms of his love, to hold us up. And the shadow of the Almighty, the truth as it is in Jesus, to cover us. That in our troubles, when we are so prone to sin, well, if you're not, I am. Oh, how we question sometimes, unrighteously, the mercy of God when things go completely wrong and we have troubles and fears. Dear friends, they cast dishonour on the Lord. They contradict his gracious word. Oh, why we should be joyful in the Lord our God, shouldn't we? We should go forth in our lives in that gracious and good way, knowing that what he's done in our soul, he's done forever. Under the shadow of the Almighty, beneath us we cannot sink into despair. Oh, underneath us are those arms that, where our sin abounds, his grace doth much more abound. We are covered. But oh, how prone we are to doubt, to fear, and to lament, and oh, even like the children of Israel, desire to go back to a way in which we felt it was better. We may say, oh, why are the things of the past days better than they are today? The scripture says you do not ask wisely concerning that. No, we're to abide in the shadow of the Almighty, trusting in him at all times. He who has promised to do all things for us, not to let us be tempted above what we're able, but will make that way to escape. And what a refuge it is, isn't it? As I said this morning, I'm perhaps repeating some of the things. What I said this morning. Oh, dear friends, may it not be a duplication, but a double portion. That throne of grace, that refuge, where we find the Lord there ready to receive us and hear us. A very present help in times of trouble. Very present help. Oh, dear friends, underneath are the everlasting arms. He is our refuge. There is this glorious abiding under the shadow of the Almighty that covers us from the wrath of God for our sins. We shall not fall like those who are left to be unbelievers. The psalmist says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Oh, but it shall not come nigh thee. What's that it? The wrath of God for sin. It shall not come nigh thee. Your sheltering. Oh, we think of Israel in Egypt. When the blood of that lamb was spilt and marked upon the doorposts of their houses, and they sheltered under the blood. Friends, that was the shadow of the Almighty, wasn't it? The shadow of that which was to come in Christ, the Almighty Saviour. That's where they sheltered, trusting. Oh, in that sacrifice for sin. And those who are outside, dear friends, of that shadow of the Almighty, yes, they will suffer the terrible aspects of eternal death. But it will not come nigh thee. Oh, dear friends, may this abide in you. The essential need to leave the hateful ways of sin, turn to the fold and enter in, strive to enter in at the strait gate. Oh, how can I call upon you more to be much in prayer, that it's so evident in each one of us. And as we gather together here for the worship of his name, all determined to know nothing amongst us save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, what promises there are to those who trust in him. We have it here. No evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. Why is that? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, to dwell by faith in the love of Christ, and that to be your habitation. And dear friends, it'll be an eternal habitation. This world may, in the physical sense, in the temporal sense, is our habitation today. But it will finish, it will end. We shall pass away from time into an eternity. But those who make Christ their habitation, through faith given to them and by the Lord, oh, that exercise of faith which commits all your way unto him, confessing your sins. Dear friends, that's a glorious habitation, dwelling in the love of Christ. And there is the promise, he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways, to keep thee. Perhaps we don't recognise angels, but who can tell when they come? There are such things as angels. We read of them in the scriptures. We perhaps do not perceive them. Like when Elisha, was in Dothan, and the king of Syria sent all his armies out to capture him because he'd been telling Israel where they were on the battlegrounds. And Elisha's son woke up that morning and saw this great army surrounding Dothan. And he said, "Alas, master, what shall we do?" Elisha said, "Open the young man's eyes that he may see." And he looked, and all the hills were around Dothan. They were covered with chariots of fire, horsemen, the host of God. That was their defense. Oh, and what impot power came over those armies of Syrians, that they did not know where they were, and they were led like lambs down to the king of Israel. And then they went back knowing, oh, the power of God, oh, it was far greater than they could manage. Went back humbly, back to their own land. But Elisha saved, through those angels, those hosts camping round about him. And dear friends, how many times, oh, are we perhaps delivered from harms, from dangers, even perhaps from death, and we know not how we have been delivered. Dear friends, we have to thank the Lord, don't we? We have to give him thanks for every preservation through each day. Oh, we often read, don't we, of people who have suddenly come into great destruction through death. We might call them accidents, certain events. Oh, we're to pray for the Lord to keep us from them, yes. And when we come to the end of each day, well, we have to be thankful to be kept. He hasn't dealt with us after our sins. And he's maintained us and provided for us. He's been faithful that hath promised. The angels shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. But even that's a small thing, isn't it? But it can bring quite an injury. And when we come through each day, oh, how we have to thank the Lord for his mercy. These are the promises given to Yeshua, to those that are upright before him, those who are the called, those who abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The next psalm spoke, he said, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto the Most High God, to show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Dear friends, that's what we should do, isn't it? Every day we're spared. Every day needs supplied. Every day preserved from harms and dangers. We do not deserve it, but, oh, abiding under the shadow of his wings, the Almighty, as guilty sinners, dependent upon that mercy and grace of Christ, trusting in that blood to cleanse us from all sin. That's our plea. There's our glory. Oh, these precious promises. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. Dear friends, how many of us can say that? Thou hast made me glad through thy work. That work of grace. That work of grace that has called us out of nature's darkness into his most marvellous light. Oh, we can look up. We can cry unto him, most merciful God and Saviour, who has revealed in us the forgiveness of our sins. The Lord has made us glad through his work. Dear friends, it's through this we go on our way rejoicing, don't we? In spite of all things that do surround us, perhaps in our flesh, they're not good things at all. They give us troubles, they give us fears, they give us doubts, but abiding under the shadow of his wings, all things are well. He is able, dear friends, to supply all of our needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. We still have to pray unto him continually, don't we? Daily. Why? The Apostle Paul, writing to the Philippians, says, be careful for nothing. That doesn't mean to be careless. That means be full of care for nothing. No. But cast it upon the Lord, upon him who's drawn you unto the shadow of him the Almighty. Commit unto him thy way, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Oh, he's a prayer-hearing and answering God, one who is faithful that hath promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall rule your hearts and minds by Christ Jesus. Now there's our joy, isn't there? He's faithful that hath promised. He will do it. And then the Apostle Paul lists out all those things. If there be any praise or if he bear any virtue, think on these things. Don't think upon those matters which are against you as if they're going to condemn your soul. No. Think upon the grace and the mercy of God and the gift of his Son. And that mercy that through his shed blood has been made known unto you, in which you can trust, in which you can live and have your very being, looking unto Jesus. Oh, I often say it, don't I? The author and finisher of our faith. That's abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. And beneath us are those everlasting arms. We shall never sink into utter despair, but they will carry us. They will carry us through life. And as we read this morning in, it's all referred to in Isaiah 46, they will carry us from the womb right to old age, right to our dying day. The crooked things made straight, the rough places made plain, as he carries us through those difficult times. Well, dear friends, this God is our God. He will be our guide even unto death. So may we trust in him at all times. Plead that pardon. Plead that peace that passeth understanding, and to trust in him day by day to supply all of your need. Dear friends, we won't go disappointed. Our ends will be everlasting peace. Oh, may the Lord own and bless his own word and a few scattered, as I might say, remarks this afternoon, but seeking to speak well of Christ, of God, Almighty God, Almighty Saviour Jesus Christ, for the saving and blessing of our souls. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Oh, what a confession. What a witness. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Well, may that be your testimony. Amen.